This painting by Auguste Chabot, entitled Collines, Femmes en Vue de leur Village, Hills, Women in Sight of Their Village, represents a kind of stylistic summary of the artist's work. In it, he demonstrates a superb feeling for lines, the line of the two hills that echo each other, the lines made by the road. The composition is unexpected. The forms are stylized, outlined with a black line, and the broad, flat areas of color contrast with each other, playing with the details. The blue of the sky matches that of the peasant woman's apron, echoing the blue of the mountains on the horizon. The pictorial language is still figurative, but it breaks with the naturalist vein. Auguste Chabot was the grandson of a minister from Cévennes and the son of a tanner. When he was 15, he entered the École des Beaux-Arts d'Avignon, where he became a pupil of Pierre Guivolat. During that period, he met Cézanne, with whom he became great friends. He attended classes in Paris, run by Fernand Cormon, and others held at the Julien and Carrière Academies. In the capital, he was inspired by industrial and urban subjects, which he portrayed in an expressionist vein. Unable to support himself through painting alone, he embarked on a freighter of the Africa Line and did his military service in Tunisia between 1903 and 1906. After the light in Provence, he was dazzled by the quality of light in the countries of North Africa. He intensified the color and light in his works, which drew comparisons with Fauvism. After a further spell in Paris, he went to live in the family home in Provence, which he managed, leaving it only in exceptional circumstances. Chabot was an innovator. Chabot was the best colorist of our generation, his friend Cézanne said of him. Gaston Bouzonquet donated this striking work. It is therefore dated prior to 1924.